Welcome to Meaning Over Money, a different kind of financial podcast where money is never about money.
Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so excited to have you here. We hope you're having an awesome week. And regardless of when you're listening to this, we hope it adds value to your journey. And if it does add value, it would mean the world to us if you would share with a friend or to rate and review our show. It makes a big difference. I recently received a DM from Cameron, and Cameron had a question, and I thought it made for a perfect episode. And here was Cameron's question. He says, "Hi, Travis. I've been loving your podcast. You often talk about having different sinking funds and accounts for different financial categories. I was just wondering if you could give a breakdown of all the different categories you have. Car funds, personal spending, bills, etc. I feel like every few podcasts I listen to, you mention another one I hadn't thought of. So would love to hear more about that." Cole and I are actually in the process of putting together an episode where we talk through our budgets in their entirety. He's going to go through his, I'm going to go through mine, and then you're going to listen and be able to hear the differences and the similarities and how we think through those. So we are going to have one of those in their entirety. But this episode, I thought this is a great chance to go back and talk about sinking funds at a higher level. And specifically, we've talked about sinking funds a lot on this podcast because we believe in them. They are a game changer. But I think Cameron brings up a good point. There are a lot of different categories. And so we wanted to really lean back into sinking funds because they are so powerful and diverse. So first, what is a sinking fund? A sinking fund is an account that has a designated purpose and that you would put money into it over time. Maybe you put money into it every month. Maybe you put money into it every time you get a bonus or an extra paycheck or your commissions are higher than you thought. But a sinking fund is a designated account with a very specific purpose that will hold money until such time that that money is needed. And I think of it this way. There are a lot of categories in our life that they just are. You're going to buy groceries. You're going to pay your rent or your mortgage. You're going to pay your electric bill. You're going to pay for all these things. And these things might be high. They might be low. But you know they're coming. You know what they are. You know when they're due. Those are not the things that kill us financially. The things that kill us financially are the things that you don't know when they're coming, you don't know how much they are. They're the volatile things. I call them the lumpy stuff. The lumpy stuff will be what kills us financially. It always is. And we all have a similar array of lumpy stuff. It often looks like car. It looks like home maintenance, it looks like medical payments, it could look like travel. But think of a sinking fund as anything that will prevent the lumpy stuff from getting you. Sometimes these are good things. Sometimes they're not so good things. But they are things that will get us eventually. So the first step that I take people through in our coaching is to ask them, what things get you? What categories mess with you over time? What are the lumpy things that jump out and scare you? And typically, it looks like the things I just said. It looks like your car, your house, medical. It looks like maybe buying plane tickets. It looks like buying bigger things for the house. And then I always say, great, let's name those, let's create them, let's fund them. So let's just say you want to do this. Where do you do this? If you bank with a credit union, if you have a credit union as your home bank, they will probably let you do this already. Credit unions are notoriously generous when it comes to the accounts you can open. You can open a number of accounts in your login. You open a savings account. you call it car fund. You open a savings account, you call it house fund. And they make it simple. And that's what you would do. You would open as many accounts as you need. You can literally name them, know what they are. When you're staring at them and you see a balance in there, know what it is. Know that this is a travel fund. Then you can set up payments to it. Actually, let me take a step back first. If you're with a credit union, you can probably put money into, you could probably do that. If you don't have a credit union, traditional banks often don't let you. The one that I know does let you is if you are a Wells Fargo customer. Wells Fargo lets you do this. This is not me being an advocate for Wells Fargo. I'm just naming truth. Wells Fargo lets you do this. So if you don't have a credit union or Wells Fargo, there are other alternatives. And one of them that I like is Capital One. Capital One, they call them performance savings accounts. It's all online, but you can open up Capital One performance savings accounts and you can open up a bunch of them. And I did this and it wasn't Capital One way back. There's been like 3 or 4 iterations of it since I started it 20 years ago, but I opened these accounts, I named them. And once I named them, once I had them set up, I had to decide, am I going to fund these every month? Am I going to just fund them whenever I can or need to? And there's several that I fund every single month. For example, my car fund. I set up my car fund and I automated it. And I said on the 5th of the month, put $150 into my car fund from my checking account. And I had it automated. So every month on the 5th of the month for 20 years, it takes the money from my checking account and moves it into my car fund. Like clockwork. And it just happens over and over and over again. There's other categories that kind of get a hybrid approach. Travel always gets some love. Travel gets whatever travel gets. But travel then, if we have extra money, travel might get some more love. Another category that a lot of people use is home furnishings. And that's them buying stuff for their house. Couches, TVs, decorations, whatever. But these are things that usually get, that are bigger in size and magnitude, and you don't know when they're coming, and people tend to be more impulsive with these things. And I always call it this idea of planned impulsiveness, where you want to allow yourself to be impulsive, because being impulsive is fun, and sometimes you get better deals, and it just makes sense. But you also don't want to let impulsivity blow up your finances. So this idea that if you intentionally fund an account, that buys you the right to be impulsive. And maybe it's a bigger category that is just going to take work to get there. And maybe it's something you know you're going to do in the future, but you don't know when. But you know it's often in the future and you know it's going to be a lot. A house down payment is one option. Many of my clients have had house down payment funds for years. And they're not ready to buy a house, so they're putting money aside slowly. Medical is another great option. Some of us have more strategic or more specific medical funds like an HSA. Some people use flex spending, but an HSA would be more of a traditional sinking fund in a formal sense. But you don't know when those medical bills are going to come. One of my kids broke his arm this spring, and the medical bills are starting to come in. That's why we have a medical fund that we fund continuously, because we know it's going to happen. We know the bills are coming at some point. And here we are. He broke his arm. We didn't know he was going to break his arm, but he did. Now, here we are. And that's the execution of it. So here's how we do it. Let's say I fund my car sinking fund every single month, like we do. Let's say we funded $150. So every month, $150 goes out the door for sinking funds, for my car fund. Well, then what happens when I get some work done on my car and it's $500? Well, I pay the bill. I got to pay the bill. I pay my $500 car bill. And I immediately, as I'm paying the bill, I'm at the counter paying the bill at the mechanic shop. I'll get on my app, my sinking fund app. And that's your credit union, or in my case, it's Capital One. And you'll say, hey, Capital One, send $500 from my car fund and send it to my checking account. So on one hand, I have minus $500 out of my personal checking. Then I have plus $500 into my personal checking. They cross each other off. And all I spent that month was the $150 that I knew I was going to spend. It's a no impact to my budget. Travel is the fun version of this. My family, we're going to Los Angeles soon. So we've had to buy plane tickets. We had to book a hotel. We booked a car. All things that would not fit in our month-to-month budget. That would not work. But we have a travel fund that gets love every single month, intentionally so. Now it's time to go to California. The money's there. We book the trip. We reimburse ourselves. We move on. It's going to be a beautiful thing. That last piece there, but where you reimburse yourself, that's an important piece. I've had people that I've coached that have built the sinking fund, but then are scared to use it, so they don't, and then they blow up their budget when they have to spend money on that category. Car is a good example of that I just mentioned, where their car budget blows up their overall budget. I'm like, why did you do that? And they said, well, I didn't want to touch that money. And I said, no, that's what the money is for. That is the singular purpose of that money. This isn't an emergency fund. This money is meant to be used. An emergency fund is meant to hopefully never be used. A sinking fund is made to be used. So I hope that helps. I hope that helps give you a little direction and clarification. We get a lot of questions about sinking funds, and I mention them often. But you're going to have a sinking fund most likely that I'm not even thinking about. A lot of my clients have sinking funds that I've never had. And I always say we have to do what we need to do that's unique to us. These are the common ones: car, house, medical, down payment, home furnishings, travel. Those are the main ones. Those are the typical ones that most of us have in some capacity. But you're going to have your own. I've had clients with an airplane fund where they're literally going to buy an airplane. We had an adoption fund. People have had Disney funds separate from their travel. Some people have done a camper fund. Some people knew they had some major procedures coming up, and so they set up a surgery fund. I knew somebody that had a World Series ticket fund. These funds can be both fun things and not so fun things. You just have to make them your own. And so I hope that gives you a good overview of sinking funds and how they can add value to your life. And they add so much value if you operate them well. If you continually fund them intentionally through your budget and then use them to reimburse and actually spend that money, they'll keep your budget on an even keel. They'll keep the stress out of your house. They'll take something intense and make it much less intense. And then you just get to move on with life. And that's part of this meaning over money thing. When we do it the right way, we get to focus on the meaning and not the money. And that's when we win. So I hope that helped, guys. If you'd like to reach us outside of the podcast, we would love to hear from you. You can find us all sorts of places. You can find us on TikTok. You can find us on YouTube, Instagram. You can find our daily blog. The link is in the show notes. But we would love to hear from you. We'd love to get your feedback, your ideas, your questions, even your criticism. And so please reach out to us, and we look forward to hearing from you. Take care, guys.